The final portion of our service this morning is membership. And so I want to talk just a little bit about what membership in the church is. And then we get to welcome our new members. And together, the present members and the new members will read our church covenant together. And then we'll sing again, and then we'll eat. This is an exciting morning for us. When you think about what the church is, there are a number of pictures or metaphors or analogies for the church in Scripture. One of those is the bride of Christ. That is, we collectively are considered to be the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And bride is the anticipatory term looking forward to a consummation. That is, we look forward to Jesus' return. We can't wait to be with Him. Now, that's a remarkable picture, and it gathers all of us up together into that metaphor. Another picture of the church in the New Testament is the analogy of a building. And we, like stones, are being built one upon another into a structure that the Lord is creating. And so we together, individuals brought together, being built up in Christ. Another picture of the church is the analogy of shepherd and sheep. Jesus is the shepherd over His church, and we are His flock. And a flock of sheep belonging to a shepherd would identify with the shepherd and identify with one another. They would be together in a group. And then the most prominent illustration throughout the New Testament for the church is the illustration of a body, a physiological organism made up of various and diverse parts that are interconnected and interdependent. And this is perhaps a favorite analogy in Scripture of the body. It portrays the fact that we're all different. We don't look like each other. We don't sound like each other. We don't have the same gifts. We don't have the same histories or educations or backgrounds. We don't dress the same, listen to the same identical music, or eat the same food. And yet we are all together in one organism called the body. We talk about church life as body life. We talk about being a part of the body. Sometimes we lose the significance when we use the metaphor so much. We dare not lose the significance. What is it like when one part of a body is injured? The whole body feels it. A thumb can't say, "Hey, I'm not an elbow, I'm out of here." The whole body suffers. And so that metaphor presents a really remarkable picture for us of what it means to be together. And all of those analogies paint a picture of the church not as a casual connection of Lone Ranger Christians living independently, but just happen to have the same ideas about stuff. It's not like showing up at a football game wearing the same jersey as a bunch of other people. "Hey, you like the same stuff I do. We're the same." It is much more organic than that. In fact, all the metaphors of the church in the New Testament demand not a casual connection to people of the same ideas, but an intentional commitment to life, interdependent and interconnected. That is what the church is supposed to be. And we feel that. And if you open the pages of the New Testament from the birth of the church in Acts 2 and you walk forward in your New Testament, you discover that the followers of Jesus Christ gathered together visibly, regularly. They were counted. They were known. They interacted with one another. Their needs were known. Their needs were met. They submitted to the leadership in the church, and they gave of their resources to one another. They cared for each other. In fact, the New Testament is filled with 20-some commands ending with the phrase "one another." Love one another. Serve one another. Pray for one another. Bear one another's burdens. And prohibitions about one another. Don't sue one another. Don't lie to one another. And all of these one another commands in the New Testament demand, again, not a casual connection of independent people doing their own thing, but sort of agreeing about stuff, but an intentional, body-like, organic commitment of interconnectedness and interdependence. We have to be around each other. At Grace Bible Church, to facilitate all of those realities, we have a membership process. That is, those who go through the membership process learn about what the church teaches. They know what to expect, what is going to happen during equipping hour or main service or Sunday evening or student ministries or men's women's ministries or college ministry. All of these things revolve around the truths we hold dear in the Scriptures. And those who would intentionally join themselves to Grace Bible Church need to know what Grace Bible Church is all about. We don't want to bait and switch. Come to our church. The seats are comfortable. And oh, by the way, we're going to talk about sin. And you find out 10 years later and you go, I don't want any part of this. We want you to know up front what this church is about. We will talk about sin and we'll talk about our Savior. We're going to open God's Word verse by verse, book after book, to explain the whole counsel of God's Word to His people because it is what we need to grow and to live. And so those who have candidated for membership have been through a class, kind of a formal way of instructing what is the church, what is intentional commitment to the church, what is the doctrine of this church, how can I serve in this church, how can I expect to be served in this church. And those who have put their names forward for membership have also had an interview with one of the shepherds in the church where they share their testimony. They talk about how God saved them. We want to make sure that people that become members have a clear understanding of the gospel and have surrendered their lives to Christ and that they have experienced new birth and that they have been baptized as an expression of all of those realities. And so the member candidates this morning have been through that process. They have passed the elder interview, and they are here this morning to join their voices with the members of this church in covenant agreement. We want to be a part of this body intentionally and live out the gospel and its implications for life.